Here's Chuck Lura with Natural North Dakota.
There are not that many plant families that have milky sap. Milkweeds certainly come to mind, as well as some members of the aster family, such as a dandelion and Wester salsify. The spurge family also produces milky sap and includes a few species native to North Dakota and some other noteworthy species. There are about a dozen species of spurges that may be found in North Dakota, most of which go largely unnoticed. Leafy spurge is the most widely known spurge in the state. This exotic invader has been the bane of natural resource managers for decades. It's listed as a noxious weed in the state, and like many noxious weeds, was introduced to North America as an ornamental. If you're a gardener, you're likely familiar with a member of the spurge family. Have you had to pull or hoe a small, prostrate, spreading garden weed that bleeds white? If so, that's thyme leaf spurge, or a close relative. Snow on the mountain, Euphorbia marginata, is a native to the Midwest, has also been documented in a few counties in North Dakota, and is occasionally used as an ornamental. It should be noted, however, that that is not the snow on the mountain used in border plantings, which is a member of the Apiaceae, or parsley family. It might surprise you, but the poinsettia is a member of the spurge family. It's a shrub native to Central America and is named after Joel Poinsett, the first U.S. ambassador to Mexico. The colorful bracts, usually red or cream-colored, are quite showy. The flowers, however, are actually the small yellow structures in the center of the cluster of the bracts. Rather than throwing out your poinsettia after Christmas this year, consider keeping it. They're easy to grow and make for an interesting houseplant, and with a little extra care, can produce an even larger and showier plant next Christmas. I put links to more information on spurge family, a NDSU Extension publication on the history, facts, and care of poinsettia, and one that explains how the poinsettia became a symbol of the Christmas season, along with the text of this natural North Dakota. You can access them at prairiepublic.org. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. You can get Natural North Dakota essays delivered to your inbox every week. Sign up for the email newsletter at prairiepublic.org.